On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. All the best party fight stories come from indoor parties.
Of course, man. Shit getting busted.
All my shit's been busted. Welcome to the Tall Can Sports Podcast. I know you hate it for some reason when I call it a podcast, but that is what it is.
I hate it?
Yeah, you've told me.
Have I gone on record?
Yes. Why do you always say that? That's what you sound like.
Can you do that again? That sounds very much like me.
Why do you always say that?
Johnny High voice.
Yeah, often it'll be welcome to the Tall Can Sports Podcast, welcome to the Audio Whiplash Podcast, and you have questioned me on the show before. Frequently, but that's okay, I question that too. Why do you say podcast at the end of whatever? And sometimes?
It's fairly inquisitive.
Well, you're curious if nothing else, I suppose,
it's
right?
Very true.
So we continue to march down the road to Grey Cup 105. Great stuff coming up on the network during Grey Cup week. I would encourage you to go back and check out the most recent episodes of Audio Whiplash and Tall Can Sports to find out what's coming up. If you have missed it, you can follow us on Twitter or on Facebook at Tall Can Audio. And if you want to support the show, get some more content and chip in a little bit, patreon.com/tallcanaudio.
Action-packed Grey Cup week.
It's going to be awesome, man. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, sir. And how about you?
I don't want to overstate it, but fantastic comes to mind.
It's an ebullient young Matt over there.
Why is it every show you have to make up a word? Ebullient.
Come on, man. It's not a made up word.
You say that every time, but I think some of them are made up.
Would you be happier if I said effervescent?
At least I know that's a word.
Okay. Ebullient. Check it out, man.
Ebullient. Ebullient, 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 ebullient.
Yeah. Mole, mole, mole.
Oh, dear.
I encourage all you...
to read a book.
...illiterate backwoods types here in the studio.
Cut the music.
Get a look at what a real man looks like.
Reads like.
Yeah. What a real brain that's used for more than a counterbalance looks like.
I'm really hoping to get to a grade 10 reading level here pretty shortly.
Less pictures, my friend.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this sentence could have been uttered almost in any year for the last decade except last year. Lowly Edmonton Oilers, who... you and I believe, both picked to finish second in their division.
Yep.
That doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, we also picked
Anaheim to finish first in their division.
And that may
also
not happen.
Also doesn't look like it's going to happen. At least they have some injuries to blame. What do you think's going on out there? Because we've talked a little bit over the first couple of weeks, and you always just go, it's early, it's early, it's early. And 20 game mark,
we're coming
not
up on.
So much early anymore.
It is
right?
No longer early for anybody.
It looks like they're too slow on the left side, and they got no finish on the right side. I was disappointed to see they sent back Kyler Yamamoto to junior, only because that means he'll play for the Americans at the World Juniors. Which
Yamamoto!
Yeah, he will not play for the Japanese at the World Juniors. But to me, it was probably the right move. I'm sure they were expecting by now Puljujärvi to be in the lineup. But it's just not a very good team.
And they signed, as we said, what's his name there? The other Finn, right?
Jussi Jokinen.
Jokinen to sort of ride babysitter / shotgun with Puljujärvi.
Yeah.
Right? Give him a little stability, hope for a little more, right? And that's, clearly.
It has not worked out in any regard.
Right. And I think when you look at what's happening there, right, they're Draisaitl's back and healthy.
Yeah.
And they're still running all eggs in one basket, right? In terms of McDavid and Draisaitl together.
Yeah, you know what? It's they haven't had a choice, right? And there is if you want to look at Pete Chiarelli, and I've said this for a very long time, and you've been on and off with me in terms of agreeing, but I think Chiarelli's a terrible general manager. I thought he was bad in Boston, and I think he's bad now. There is an alternate universe that exists where he literally makes no moves at all, and his top line, his top six, is McDavid between Hall and Eberle, and then Draisaitl with RNH and Matthew Barzal. That looks a whole lot better than what they have, right? And that literally means he shows up and does nothing.
So what's their goaltending and their D look like in that alternate universe?
Well, it means they don't have Chris Russell. They also don't have Larson.
See, and I haven't looked long and hard at Chris Russell this year. I don't hate that deal. I hate the term on the deal.
Yeah, I hate it. I thought $4 million at 4 years is just way too much for that guy. He's a bottom pair defenseman.
It's the four.
And I already hear the tweets coming in from Western Canada. You don't. Yes, I do. I've seen him play. He's not good. And even in the most recent things, I retweeted a thing from our Tall Can Sports account that said the inevitable has finally happened and they have admitted that Chris Russell is a third pair defenseman and put him out. And I still get tweets coming in saying, well, that's only because so-and-so is injured.
Yeah, okay.
Injured? Someone got injured and it pushed Chris Russell down? Get out of here with that shit.
I'm trying to insulate somebody higher up in the lineup, man. You don't know shit. Leave me alone.
Come on.
The real problem is Klefbom hasn't been good.
No, he hasn't.
Right? And Larson's been pedestrian, ordinary, right? And so you have Darnell Nurse in full bloom, like a young girl.
Wow.
No, I think Darnell Nurse has had a good start.
Yes. Until he gets traded for Mitch Marner, apparently.
Oh, look at that. But that's what Edmonton, honestly.
Terrible for both teams.
I think Toronto would love to have Darnell Nurse.
For Mitch Marner.
No. Probably not. Well,
no. Yeah, all right. Stop.
Who's floating that idea? I'm not suggesting.
I have no idea. I keep seeing it coming out of the media on both sides going, who thinks this is a good idea? Edmonton.
You almost went right into your moly moly voice.
For sure I did. I'm getting a little emotional, man.
A little hot poo there, too.
Yeah. Edmonton cannot give up defensemen, no matter how bad they need a fast winger. And Toronto.
I'm going to give you Eric Greiba. And Cassian. There you go. Take those two.
For Dominic Moore. Done.
For Mitch Marner.
Oh, where do I sign?
Mitch Marner.
No, there's just something about
Cam Talbot.
Did you see when Taylor Hall rolled into Edmonton there last week?
No, I did not.
So the Devils, I don't know.
And the Devils lost, though.
Yeah. I don't know if the Devils played there. Obviously, they must have. But I don't know if Hall was in the lineup. And the fans are booing him. And you're like, this guy who
was, stay classy, Edmonton,
was involuntarily drafted to your team and then involuntarily shipped out of your city.
And not happy about leaving either.
No. And you're booing him instead of your dog shit management. Give me a break. If you had kept, and I'm sorry, I'm worked up about Edmonton because their fans for a year and a half now have been, it's not just a one-man team. Yes, you are. You're a one-man team, and that's it. Okay. And
check the preseason.
Yeah, because he's that good. I expected Edmonton
and you and I both said that.
Yeah, but right now, Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle would be second and third on the Edmonton team in terms of points scored. You're looking for scoring wingers. You traded two of them away to get what?
Yeah.
I guess a second pair defenseman. And
well, Larson's a top pair defenseman.
Says who? Says what? Says what evidence?
Says me. Says his draft position. Says New Jersey and his
play
there.
How's it going?
Look, to me, it's who he's playing with in the top line in Edmonton. It's not Larson.
Oh, okay. If you look at over the last four seasons, I guess it would be at this point, they have traded Nail Yakupov, and I know they didn't trade him, but stay with me. They've out Nail Yakupov, Taylor Hall, Jordan Eberle, 2015 first-round pick, which turned out to be Matthew Barzal, 2015 second-round pick, which is still a nobody. And in return, they have Adam Larson and Ryan Strome. Does that seem like good management to you?
No. Don't look across here as an Edmonton apologist. Fuck them and their fans, man. I went through this last year in the playoffs. They were the most nauseating thing west of Toronto.
There's a lot of west out there.
Man, that's a huge space for you to occupy all that annoying.
Yeah.
But I've totally lost where I was.
All right. I just get on to hating Toronto.
I'm blinded to that. No, you were talking about just in terms of management and...
Yeah. Well, like I said, I threw out what if Pete Chiarelli had literally done nothing, what that top six would have looked like.
Chiarelli's not on the hook for the Yakupov.
Yakupov. He's not on the hook for his selection.
Yeah. And to me, he is a modern day Patrick Stefan.
Yeah. And I don't really blame even the old shit Edmonton management for selecting, because that was a consensus.
St. Louis gave up on that guy too.
That was a consensus. It's funny to point and laugh now.
Yep.
But most teams were taking Nail Yakupov.
Agreed.
First
I'm just saying to me.
No, I know.
He is a wash. But they have ruined guys. Like, you haven't even mentioned Sam Gagne in this. You don't put that guy as an 18-year-old into your lineup.
No.
Right? You let him go back, and it's ruined his career.
Yeah, he's fourth line center in Vancouver now.
Whew, say no more, man.
Yeah. Although they're all of a sudden making our predictions look pretty bad, too.
You join the club, man. There's a bunch of shit there.
When we do our midseason checkup, it's going to be rough.
Well, I'm hoping there's still 20 more games. I'm hoping for some settling.
Yeah. You know what? To me, the big thing here, when we talk about Connor McDavid, when we talk about he was that good, and Edmonton fans, for some reason... Just accept the fact that you have a generational talent. They didn't want to believe this was a one-man team. And it's not technically a one-man team, but when that one man struggles, you suck.
Well,
guess what that means?
And I have always said Cam Talbot.
Yep. But he's struggling too.
I've never been as bullish on him as you are.
Yeah, okay.
Right? To me, he is...
I absolutely thought he deserved to be an all-star last year, and I thought he had a great... It was all done by division, right? Look at the other goalies in that division. I thought he deserved to be in the running for the all-star game last year.
Right, on a 100-point team, right? You can't say no, but I think he played, I think, above his level
sure
of play last
like it,
year.
Doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and I've always said that. To me, he's a jumped-up backup.
All you other kids with your pumped up kicks.
Yeah. If you want to get in your Wayback Machine, he's a Ron Tugnutt or a Damian Rhodes.
Ron Tugnutt, nice.
Kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
Really good as a backup.
Right.
Not so good as a starter.
Sure.
And I think he played very well last year. I think he had 40 plus wins.
Yeah. No, he was unreal.
Right. And so, but if he's not that goalie this year.
But I guess my question is, as I sort of circle away from the Oilers, but not really. Well, because you're the perfect guy to ask. You know.
Just about anything.
Despite the start they got off to, Ottawa is not Ottawa without Erik Karlsson. he makes that entire thing run. And I know they had a good start and whatever, but if you were going into the first round of the playoffs without him, you would not feel any particular confidence you were going deep in that.
No. Play.
Why is it that most people can look? I'm staring at it right now. Toronto's on a 4-game winning streak, 3 of those games without Austin Matthews. They've been outplayed in all of them. They don't deserve to win those games. Why is it that Edmonton can't go, yeah, we maybe have the best player in the last, 20, 30 years, and he makes us tick? For some reason, they have this real, we're more than a one-man team. You're not, though, right? Like, that's the, yeah. They have a bad team. They have a bad blue line. They have a slow left wing, and they got nothing on the right side to finish.
Well, and it's just been exposed, right?
When McDavid doesn't go, they don't go.
Right. And I think, you know, they had them sort of the opening night, little
hat trick for McDavid, I believe. 3 goals. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was flying.
Couple points and for Draisaitl, then he goes down.
Yeah.
And he's out for a bit. They are, and I said it in the preview,
right.
You know, they cannot afford to sustain any.
Yeah, there's very little depth.
Any injuries. They are very thin.
Right.
Right. And so the Draisaitl injury, right, to whatever, it got hit in the face with a whatever.
Schlong.
Blunt. I was going to say blunt instrument. You can call it what you want.
A Draisaitl right upside the head.
But they're thin, man. They're thin for sure.
Yeah.
And so I think you'll see a correction in that. I don't see that this carrying on, right?
Are they going to bail us out and still finish second in the division?
No.
There's some bad teams ahead of them.
Yeah, well, okay. Do you count on the Kings falling back? Man, I don't have the stats handy at the moment.
But everything that they're doing, like Jonathan Quick to me, every time I watch him, I go, you're terrible. And all he does is win. Well, everyone's talking about the rebound of Dustin Brown. How about the guy feeding him the puck?
Kopitar.
It's the rebound of Kopitar for sure.
Yeah.
Because Dustin
Brown was on a 5-year slide.
Yeah, for sure.
This just in. When you go through a 20-game slump, that's you go, yeah, I can get out of it. If you're on a 400-game slump,
it might be me. Right?
Hey man, the light is bright.
Right.
Look elsewhere.
Yeah. To me, it wouldn't shock me based on what I've seen that LA wins this division.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So to me, Edmonton, I don't think rebounds enough. Well, okay, 20 games in.
Yeah.
But they're making the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't have them getting above third.
What happens?
You got to dig out, right? It's the same with Montreal. Like, everyone goes, yeah, but they've won 4 in a row now. Okay. You got to go 40-18 or whatever. Power to you if you can pull that off, right? We're only 4 points back. Yeah. But you sucked for a month and a half.
And they're riding. I don't even know what the goalie's name is.
Charlie Lindgren?
Yeah.
You haven't picked him up in the pool yet?
No, I have not, because I will not anybody other than Carey Price, I will not tie my fortunes to a Hab in any way.
It's so funny, because that's another team that loves to go, and I guess they've won 4 in a row without him or whatever, but we're more than just one player. Yeah, no, you're not. Every piece of evidence has suggested, and you could say it, but we talked about Austin Matthews, Eric Carlson, you take your best player to the lineup, and you're going to suck.
I think Weber's out too.
Yeah, he is.
You got no Price, you got no Weber?
You got no chance.
You got no chance. No chance in hell.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where you go, there's just something about Edmonton fans that want to go, no, we're not just Connor. Okay.
All right. And why is that?
I'm asking you.
Okay.
It's okay to admit that you need your best player.
Okay.
Every team does.
And it's become especially very much in vogue since the playoffs last year for people to say, Carlson's a top 3 player in the world.
Yeah, that just came out of nowhere. And I don't know how far off it is,
okay,
but it literally was never a talking point, and then it was a constant talking
all right.
point.
So anyways, just going with that, and you go, if you have a top 5 player in the world on your team, and you take him out of your lineup,
yeah,
what's going to happen?
Oh, we're looking at it.
Bad shit, right? You're just
bad
like
things are happening to me again.
Okay, but and this is it, right?
Yeah.
So to me, it's a no brainer to go. Yeah, you're not as good without that guy. Well, yeah, we are.
Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Really? I don't believe that to be true.
You might have a shot at Rasmus Dahlin here, right? In the fucking,
yeah,
in the draft. So, to me, it's interesting. Edmonton is, you know, you and I both expected them to be better, but there's just not a lot there. They're not deep. The Lucic deal was terrible. The Chris Russell deal was terrible.
But if you looked at the playoffs and Cassian had a bump in you know, yeah, he scored a couple big goals and yeah, Lucic was doing his thing and you're like, look at that in small, yep, samples. I'm loving what I'm seeing there, right?
Right.
And then you go, oh, 80 games is a long time, man.
And then all you hear,
Eastern bias. It's been
shut up. Okay. Your team's not very good. Your team's not very good. You have an awesome player. You might have an awesome goalie.
I don't believe they have an awesome goalie.
Okay, I said you might.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of pulling back from that, right? So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not great, man. But in terms of results, we both picked the same thing.
Right. But I did it based on I wasn't as unhappy with their D. If their D is playing up to their potential or maybe exceeding it, and Talbot is playing above his head like he did last year.
I got the Leafs to win the cup if they play exceeding their ability.
They did that last year and they didn't win the cup.
Yeah. Bozak and JVR and whatever, that's way above their ability apparently. I'm being serious.
I know you are, but that's what I'm saying. When you have six or seven guys having career years,
woo-hoo,
good shit happens.
Oh no, we're normal again.
So. I wore off. Can I get it back? Oh, I can't.
It's like you wake up from a really sweet dream and things are...
Oh,
I gotta get back to sleep. Come on.
It's too late. I can't even, and then a couple minutes later, I can't even remember what I was dreaming about.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I'll just go back to drooling.
That's exactly
pillow.
Right. I can't get that back. That shit's gone.
Anything else, man?
That's about it. But I've enjoyed this little trip down.
Yeah, because I'm all fired up on the Oilers and
poking fun at other people's teams.
Yeah, love that.
Look at you guys, losers.
Losers.
And even the Toronto's won a couple in a row. Even poking fun at them too. It's fun.
Four in a row. See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.